Hello, thank you for calling customer care. Are you calling to close your account today?
Am I calling to what?
Are you calling in to cancel your account?
Yes, I'm calling to check to yes. Appreciate your help.
Okay, give me 1 second. May I have your first and last name?
Yes, it's Gerald, Gerald. Last name Giuliano, Giuliano.
Thank you. 1 moment, please.
Thank you.
Can you spell the last name for me 1 more time, please?
Sure. It's Giuliano, G, Gary, Isabel, Ursula, Larry, Isabel, Anna, Nation, Oscar.
Let me have the last four of the card number that was charged.
The last four of the card, that, yeah, 1227, and I was ready to use it once again now, and I got a question for you in a moment. All right?
Okay. You haven't paid yet.
I paid once earlier today. Do you
okay.
see that?
It was 1227.
Correct.
Thank you. 1 moment.
Thank you.
All righty. And I just need you to verify that Yahoo email for me, please, sir.
Sure. The email is stock1analyst@yahoo.com.
Thank you. And how can I help you?
Okay. I was ready to pay again because someone was helping me out today and we didn't get where we wanted to. I have a case number and everything. And what I'm doing is I'm going through, I've already had an officer serve somebody in the way of an eviction. And I'm trying to look at the case. Somebody else found it, but I haven't been able to get into the system. But I have the person's name, and I want to look up the case as to where we're at.
Okay, all you would do is just log in, enter your username and your password, and that report should come back up for you.
Well, I was between you and me. I never seen the report myself, but the other thing is I was ready to check again to get into the system. I don't mind paying another dollar. I was just, you did see the previous charge earlier today, right? Yesterday.
I see the $1 charge.
Right. Well, I was ready to try to get in there again today because we could not find what we were looking for. And if you can help me out, I appreciate
it. Well,
you
don't have
to
pay again when you log in. So if you don't cancel the account, it automatically bills you. It's a $28.95 monthly charge. So it will automatically charge your card. So you don't have to enter the card number again.
Well, wait a minute. What was that? I'm not going to be charged $28.90 something, am I?
It's $28.95, yes, sir.
I thought that when I used it today, it said the charge was a dollar. Am I wrong?
The initial deposit is $1, but if the account is not canceled, then it will automatically charge you. It's a monthly charge.
Well, so do I got to cancel it? Because I'm trying to just find out the one record, and we couldn't even find what we were looking for today. And so what I'm saying is, I'm feeling like as I read, because we couldn't even find what we were looking for today. And I don't want to dispute the charge. I don't mind paying a dollar, but I don't want to have to pay $29 a month or whatever the case may be. I want to make this one search, and it didn't work out today.
Okay. Well, in terms of disputing the charge, like it's in the terms and conditions where it'll charge you. It's an automatic charge. If you want me to cancel the account to stop that, you know, that charge, I can go ahead and get the account closed out for you, whichever is best for you.
Okay, but the situation is, I mean, since I didn't get any help today and I didn't know someone else was helping me with this, I didn't know there was a phone number to contact. And tonight I found it, you know, just now, a few minutes ago. So all I want to do is it's my own account, but I just want to see where we're at with somebody else had seen it. They found a way to get in into the system that's living in my home with me, but I can't seem to get there.
You just log back in. Just go to onlinedatareports.com, enter your username and that password, and that same information will populate on that report for you.
Okay, just a second. It's a little hard to understand you. Give me one second. I don't know if I'm going to change the volume on this or what. I appreciate your help, okay? So are you saying to me, if I don't want to be charged a live fee, don't go into the account again, or what did you say to me?
I mean, if you're not planning on paying that $28.95, then you will need to cancel the account. Otherwise, it's going to automatically charge you.
Okay, how do I cancel the account?
I mean, I can cancel the account for you if you need to go ahead and cancel the account.
Okay, but can you guide me as to how I can do? I have the, because I the you know okay. This is the bottom line. I'll make this quick, right? So basically, the police have already been here and have served the individual, and so somebody else saw where we were at concerning the court records, but I haven't been able to get in there. I haven't been able to find out, but I have the case number and everything. Is there an easy way to use, you know, clerk of the court or whatever in the county that I'm in? Is there any easy way?
We don't use case numbers. All right, what are the this was here was just an incident on today.
What was that?
When was the incident? When did that take place?
The date, it says the person, the sheriff had served him on the February 29th.
Okay, but yes, we don't pull information by case number. Any information that's reported in the public database, that's what we are able to provide to you. If it's listed in public records.
Right, but the only problem is with public records, the problem I'm having by not using a case number is the person's got like a John Smith name. In Spanish, his name is Angel Santiago, which it says there were 200 of them, and how am I gonna find this person easily?
It would narrow the search down for you, but it's not going to give you the option to enter a case number.
What was that, ma'am?
It's not going to give you the option to enter a case number.
How do you find the person if they have a name like John Smith? You know, his name is Angel Santiago, and there's 200 of them or more in Florida. How do I find the exact
report
one?
Report specialists will have to narrow that search down. They may, you know, need additional information. I mean, I can go ahead and put the request in for you for an additional search on it. But like I say, you just got to be careful. You got to call back in and cancel because once it bill you, like if it's not canceled, it's going to automatically charge you. I mean, so if you want me to go ahead and put that in for you, I'd be more than happy to do so. Turnaround time is 15 minutes to 3 hours.
And are you saying you could search for the case for me? Is that what you're saying?
Not the case. We don't do case numbers at all. So we can't search anything by case number.
But how would you search it? I have
they would just need additional like date of birth, city and state. That's how they go about to narrow the search down.
Right. Well, I have the city and state, and I have the.
Do you want me to put the request in to do an additional search for you?
But is there going to be like a large charge or not?
The volume discount package is $28.95. So no, that's not a large charge.
I'll tell you what. Let's cancel the account, and like you said, so I don't know if I won't be charged at all. Even if I got to pay that dollar, I don't care. But I got somebody here that found it already, but I just don't have know how we got in there. So I want to let you know that I appreciate your help. So are you able to cancel that for me?
Yes, certainly. I can go ahead and get that canceled out for you. That will stop any further charges. You will not be charged anything further going forward. You will also receive a confirmation sent to your email shortly.
Okay, that has been canceled?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, I appreciate your time, all right?
You're very welcome. Is there anything else for you?
No, you're done great. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Customer Care. Have a good night.
Say good night.